الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, many people today have misunderstood piety, have misunderstood today the concept of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of being a true Muslim. In reality, what they have done, they have merely restricted Islam to being within the four walls of some masjid or being ritual in Ramadan at the time of Umrah and Hajj, Ramadan. Basically what they've done is they've restricted Islam just to being a few rituals and few forms of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we need to do, we need to understand that Islam is not a unilateral religion. It is a collateral religion. What is meant is that Islam is not restricted or one-sided, something where it's just namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, umrah, charities, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and a few more forms of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, Islam and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Muslim, has a very broad explanation. There are many categories of forms of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a Muslim can carry out in his life as being a Muslim. And he is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif and by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Ahadith Mubarakah. I've just recited the verse of the Quran Sharif in which Allah ta'ala highlights to us, guides us, advises us with regards to one very, very intrinsic and important aspect of our life. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. You call yourself a believer, a mu'min who has iman. The first obligation and your duty at all time is ittaqullah. To adopt taqwa, which has so many translations, basically meaning to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the consciousness Allah is watching at all time. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you speak, be straight and correct in your speech. In Urdu, you'll translate, Sidi baat kaho, Rasti baat kaho. When you speak, be straight, be correct, be accurate in your speech. Do not say one thing and do something else. We've heard this example so many times over. A person is advertising himself to be a greengrocer, that he sells vegetables, perishables, edible items at different prices. But when the customer enters his shop, he sees this person is not a greengrocer. Rather, he's a person selling hardware. Items that we term as hardware he's selling in his store. Depicting to others, depicting to the people, to the customers, to the public, that I am a greengrocer, I'm a person selling these items. But when the person enters the home, enters the store, enters the person's place, he finds that that person is selling nothing of what is depicted and shown to people, what is advertised. And this is what we find in us today, where we call ourselves mu'min, Muslim, believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, in a masjid, we could be 5-time namazi, which is something very great. It is something compulsory. We could be giving so much of charity. Umrah upon Umrah, Hajj upon Hajj, Dhikr upon Dhikr, Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Being involved in noble deeds, organizations, assisting the poor, the widow. And like that, so many other good deeds. But when it comes to our character, when it comes to our dealing with people, how do we deal with them? When it comes to lessor to lessee, lessee to lessor, that is the landlord to tenant, tenant to landlord, employer to employee, employee to employer, husband to wife, wife to husband, parents to children, children to parents, and the list continues. We know what is our situation today. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is highlighting in this verse. Qulu qawlan sadida. Speak the correct way. The right way as you're supposed to be speaking. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah Ta'ala says, when you will be straight in your speech, when you will be correct, you'll be accurate in what you say, Allah Ta'ala will rectify your deeds for you. Everything will become easy for you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this aspect so many places in the Quran Sharif. On the day of Qiyamah, famous verse we always hear. In Yasin we read this every morning. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِ. That these mouths, these tongues will be sealed on the day of Qiyamah. It will not be allowed to speak what it wants to speak. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Hands. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. The hands will speak and the feet will bear testimony of whatever actions were carried out in that person's life. So what we speak is being recorded. As today I'm speaking, it's being recorded here. Kiraman Katibin are recording whatever we are doing, whatever we are speaking. We may say something today, make a commitment today to something, and tomorrow don't keep to it. We feel we got away. Maybe in this world, we may change the names of our businesses. We may claim sequestration. We may claim that we are insolvent. And we thought we got away in this world by transferring. We know what people do today. There's no need for explanation in this regard. We thought we got away with dealings with people. But remember, Allah has recorded it. And Allah will make sure that that person's right will be fulfilled on the day of Qiyamah. Unless he forgives you, or you pay his due and his right. There is no such thing that the person will get away. Maybe in this world, as I say, maybe to some extent he got away. But never in hereafter. One day he still has to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for all his actions, especially when it comes to huququl ibad, the rights of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran Sharif. Being a Nabi of Allah, great, noble, lofty status he had, great prophet of Allah. But one very avowed, clear quality and characteristic he had in his life. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. He was true to his promise. Mufassirin, commentators of the Quran Sharif mention, وَانْتَظَرَ مَا وَعَدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامِ. In one narration, أَوْ قَالَ حَوْلًا, that he had made an arrangement to meet a person. He gave, in Urdu we say, our zaban, he gave his word. To meet a person, had a commitment to some person. to meet him, to arrange, to have some deal done or speak to the person. He waited for that person for 3 days, according to some narrations, for 1 year. Obviously not waiting all the time, but constantly checking for that person at that place, at that time, that was prescribed and fixed before. This has also been narrated. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi, in his kitab, has also narrated a hadith, where Sahabi also explains, this also occurred in the life of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he had promised a person and waited for him for 3 days. If you look at the incident of Ismail and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which we hear every year, it's repeated to us all the time, but for us to take a lesson from it. Like that, so many things in the world are repeated to us. We don't claim that we are, this is monotonous, we are bored or insipid about it. But the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala himself repeats it, like the story of Iblis and Adam alayhi salam, where the angels were told to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Mufassirin mentioned 7 times this incident is mentioned in the Quran. Jannat, Jahannam, and so many other incidents are repeated in the Quran Sharif. Like that, these things are repeated to us every year, we're hearing about it. But the incident of Ismail and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where the son gave a commitment to the father, Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Oh my father, you will find, I will keep to my word. When I've given you a commitment, Allah Ta'ala has shown you via a dream. The dreams of the prophets are all wahi and revelation, are true. Allah Ta'ala has instructed you to slaughter me. I will keep to my side of it. That I am prepared to be slaughtered as being your son. Also, although not logical, something we cannot understand, something we cannot fathom, that a person, a human, must be slaughtered. But I've been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've been instructed to slaughter me, I'm prepared for it. And he kept to his side, where he was laid down by his father, and we know what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then replaced him with that animal from Jannah. According to many mufassireen, Qazi Sanaullah Panipati rahmatullah alayhi in Tafsir Mazhari mentions that a piece of copper, something very strong, was sent from Jannah and placed on the neck of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. When his father tried to slaughter him, he could not. Rather, an animal was sent in place and he slaughtered that animal. But he kept to his side of it. And this is what we must always keep in mind. When it comes to mu'amalat and dealing, we have to be a true Muslim, a man of his word, where we keep to our side of the contract, our side of the deal. When we gave our zaban, gave our word, to the best of our ability, from the beginning have the intention, I want to fulfill my commitment, the word I've given, as being a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran Sharif, regarding this aspect, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْأَهْدِ إِنَّ الْأَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Fulfill your contracts, your promises, your commitments you've made. It is compulsory upon us. إِنَّ الْأَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. What promises you've made, what contracts you've entered into, all these things you'll be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. That is why our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a famous hadith we've heard so many times, he's depicted in his words, he's depicted a person to be a munafiq, a hypocrite, by having these three qualities in life. Ayatul munafiqi thalatha. The qualities and the characteristics of a hypocrite and a munafiq is three. When he speaks, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks lies. إِذَا وَعْدَ أَخْلَفْ. Makes a promise, he breaks that promise. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is entrusted to some amanat, some trust, something he is entrusted to, whatever form of trust, small or big, he betrays that trust. Which is so common today. When a person speaks, he speaks lies. He feels he got away. My cost of this item is this. Where is it something else? That extra you made, you thought you made extra. You thought you'll have barakat in that. There will be no barakat in that. In reality, that extra is haram for you. You have spoken a lie that you thought you got away with your customer or the person you're dealing with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. That extra you thought you'll have an extra bonus for yourself. In reality, that there's no barakat in that. When you make a promise, it betrays the promise. He knows in his heart, I know I'm not going to keep to my word. Brothers in Islam, it has been seen so many times over. A person makes a promise. Sincerely from his heart, he has his full intention. I'm going to fulfill this promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means for him. Allah opens the ways for him. Allah makes it easy for him. There are so many narrations coming to mind. In which our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned stories of people of the past, Bani Israel and so many other incidents, where commitments were made. But they kept to their word. From their side, although it was difficult for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that He from His side made it easy, made the means, made it easy for them to fulfill their promise and their commitment that they made. And the third, when he is entrusted to some trust, he betrays the trust, whether it be of an estate, which is so common today. Many people are executors of estates. Many people are entrusted to some position to see to the rights of widows, orphans. And we know what is happening today. They feel they got away. The females of the estate are deprived. We are dealing with cases day in, day out, where people have delayed the distribution of estates years upon years. Years upon years. Why? Because one person in that estate feels he must dictate. He is in charge. And he can do as he feels. You have been entrusted to a position. You will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, a fourth quality has been mentioned regarding a munafiq, a hypocrite. إِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. When he disputes, when he argues, he begins to use vulgar language, which is so common today. As it is termed, many have termed it, a verbal diarrhea. That the person cannot control his tongue. And every second word is nothing but vulgar language or some swear word. This is a sign, a salient sign, clear avowed sign and characteristic of a munafiq, of a hypocrite, which we all for sure do not want to be. But in the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the qualities of a munafiq. It is mentioned one hadith, إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدِ تَبَعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ وَكَمَا قَالَ. This hadith is in Mishkat Sharif, where Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that when a person speaks lies, as I say, he feels he got away. Nobody is watching him. He spoke the lie and he got away. But Allah Ta'ala, immediately, Allah Ta'ala punishes that person. تَبَعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا. The angels of Rahmah distance themselves 1 mile from this person. Because of the stench, the smell created in his mouth. He can use whatever he wants to remove it. In this world he feels he'll remove it, but cannot be removed. Angels of Rahmah distance themselves 1 mile away from that person because of what he's caused in his life, what he feels. He feels he got away with, but he did not get away. That is why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that a false oath you've taken in some deal, wallahi this is the price, wallahi this is my cost price, wallahi, this is what has happened. Wallahi, this item has no faults in it. Whatever form of false oaths a person takes while doing a deal, it may sell the item, but definitely it removes the barakat in that item. The money came and went, or it came and got destroyed. Something happened. You wonder why it happened. The barakat has been removed. As I say, you think you got away. But remember, in the eyes of Allah, nobody gets away. In one hadith, it mentioned, al-idatu daynun, that the promise you make, the commitment you make, is a debt upon your head, which you have to fulfill. By not protecting this tongue, we can see what harms it is creating in our lives today. Where people say, where is the barakah? Where is the muhabbat? Where is the rahmat of Allah in my business, in my dealing? It is removed immediately. That is why the famous hadith comes to mind all the time to us. It should be in our minds all the time. Of the day of Qiyamah, where our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, he asked the Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ? Do you know who is a bankrupt person? Sahaba replied, it's a lengthy incident, lengthy hadith. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, that person, مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعْ. A person doesn't have money, doesn't have commodities, doesn't have goods. That person is a person who is bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. They explain what was their understanding. Oh, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, that person who is a bankrupt person, الذي يأتي يوم القيامة, on the day of Qiyamah he will come to Allah, بصلاة كثيرة, plenty namazes, صيام كثيرة, plenty roza, and like that so many other deeds he'll do in his life, charities, umrahs, hajj, being in the front line for being charitable, being good to people. When it came to acts of ibadah, he was in the front line. But when it came to hukukul ibad, the rights of people, whether it is with his wife, wife to husband, husband to wife, parents to children, children to parents, whether it be with his staff, employer, employee, lessor to lessee, lessee to lessor, and like that the list continues. When it came to the hukukul ibad, rights of people, أَخَذَ مَالَ هَذَا, the same person who was so pious, outwardly he could dress like the Junaid Baghdadi of the time. He could be in the front staff of the masjid, which is something very great. I do not disdain. I am not saying it's a bad thing to do. It's a very good thing to do. But do not restrict our Islam, our piety, our identity as being a Muslim, just to being in a masjid, just to being charitable. How many people today are stealing the wealth of people, are not paying their dues, not paying their debts, but going for umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj, charity upon charity. Person goes to them for charity, for some masjid, madrasa, for some deserving cause, charitable institute. Straight away the person is prepared to give large amounts. But that same money is not supposed to go there. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبُ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure, pure. He only accepts that money, that effort, that money, that wealth, that is pure and pure in His sight. This money is not pure. This money is not pure. It's not clean money. It's due to someone else, and here you are giving charity with it. You think you get away by giving charity. You're washing your money. You're trying to get away by being charitable, that money is due to someone else. Those people on the day of Qiyamah will ask you for their dues, for their rights upon you. Your charity will not help you at that time if they do not forgive you. Same hadith I was just mentioning. He will come to Allah, pious person. So much of ibadah, so much of namaz, so much of charity, so many acts of good deeds. And there, when it came to the rights of people, he took the wealth of so and so, embezzled, snatched away, did not pay his dues, verbally abused someone, physically abused someone. Those, on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? Is that the good deeds of this person will be taken and given to the people he did wrong to. And if his good deeds diminish, finish, they will end off. The evil deeds of the people he did wrong to will be taken and placed onto his account, that will cause him to become a bankrupt person. Brother in Islam, let us not be such. We are doing so much of good deeds, mashallah. Muslims are noted for charity, for being pious, being good, month of Ramadan, other months of the year. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, mashallah, is something very great. But when it comes to the rights of people, let us not usurp the rights. The creditors, same creditor to debtor, debtor to creditor, landlord to tenant, tenant to landlord, husband to wife, wife to husband, children to parents, parents to children. The list continues. There's so many on the list. Let us see that we are fulfilling the rights of the people that we have, that have rights over us. In one hadith it mentioned, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom. Beware, fear the badwa, the curse of an oppressed person. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابُ وَكُمَاكُمْ. That between the curse of an oppressed person, between that person's curse and dua, and the dua he makes, and between Allah, there is no barrier. Nothing is blocking that dua that he makes from his heart, that curse he has for you. Between that and between Allah, there is no barrier. In one hadith it mentioned that a mazloom, a person who's oppressed, we feel we oppressed a person. We are the stronger party, he's the weaker one, he or she. We thought we oppressed him and got away. But remember, that person's dua from his heart, that he makes to Allah, يَرْفَعُهَا اللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ. Allah takes his dua above the clouds. تُفْتَحُ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The doors of the sky are open for the dua. وَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ. Allah promises that person, لَأَنْصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينٍ. Most definitely, I will take revenge on your behalf. I will assist you. وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينٍ. Even if it be after some time. Maybe not immediately, but definitely after some time. Allah is the one who will take badla and intiqam. Allah is the one who will see to the right of that person. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us tawfiq and hidayah to be true Muslim, especially when it comes to our dealing and the rights of people over us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.